Is it? Okay.
Hey, it's Tom
Schefter. We are live. Now we can go get Tony Marino. Okay. We are live at Tony Marino's Chrysler Dodge Jeep. How's that? Chrysler Dodge Jeep in beautiful downtown Chicago, Illinois. And if you can see behind us, if we're ready for our TV show right now, which you can see on Talking Cars, that's CARZ.com. Tell us when we're live there, Chief. We're almost there yet. But for everybody listening, thanks for tuning in. It's today's December 12th, 2016. And we're right off of, I'm going to ask him where we're at. I think we're at Central, if I remember right. Central is 5600, but I think we're at 5100, 5133 West Irving Park Road. And tell me when we got the live stream going here. And you can watch us live. And let's take a quick look.
Today we are talking cars with Chief Tomaszewski, and we are with at the Tony Marino Chrysler Dodge Jeep at Irving Park and Laverne, Irving Park and Laramie, right across from the Shell station there. We have fantastic deals on a lot of different cars going on right now.
But tell us about the Support Your First Responders
night. Right now, this is a Support Your First Responders night. We're having a luncheon, and a lot of the CPD are coming in. They support our first responders who matter, make a difference in our communities. We are talking about the Army, Air Force, Marines, Navy, and Coast Guard. Shout out to all of our troops nationwide and around the globe. You're doing a wonderful job keeping us safe, and we definitely appreciate all of your help, love, and support. Right now, the dining room is full with a lot of Chicago's finest, having a wonderful meal, keeping themselves warm on this cold and frigid evening. And spirits seem to be high, happy, and joyful. My name is Brian Kelly for Talking Cars. Right now we are supporting our first responders. We're going to have some people coming in doing a shout out. Tony Marino himself will be making an appearance talking about the Tony Marino dealership at Irving Park and Laramie. 5133 West Irving Park, just at the corner of Irving Park and Laramie. This is Steve Tomaszewski.
Hey, you even said it right. Holy smokes, Batman.
I have a Polish fiance. She is helping me out with my pronunciation.
Well, we want to say a special thanks tonight to Jacob Allen Wood, who's actually doing all the technical support here today. And just look around at this place. Holy smokes, Batman. Yeah. Shout out to the Chicago Police Department over there. Hi, guys.
Thank you, Chicago.
Hey, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. A special thanks to Tony Marino, Support Your First Responders. We support our first responders who make the difference in our country at 5133 West Irving Park Road. You know, Talking Cars, you know, one of the great Tony's coming here right now,
yeah,
so let's
please,
let him jump
ahead,
in. And let me tell you something. We do a lot of shows. Come on in, Tony. We do a lot of shows. He's going to dial in the show,
no,
too.
No, no. turn my phone off.
Okay, yeah, always a good thing. Tony Marino.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Not at all. Boy, it's a good-looking hat.
Yeah, man.
There.
Chicago Cubs.
Go Champs. Cubs.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, you know what? A lot of times we go out and do shows,
yeah,
and we go, is the owner here? We just
sure.
want to say hi.
Sure.
This young fella here goes, yeah, man, what's up? What's going on? And I'm like, cool. Because, you know, we walk in, yeah,
sure.
Look, I'm busy.
Yeah, no.
Well,
no,
I've worked. Go ahead.
We're here. My dad and I were actually here at 5:30 this morning plowing the lots, getting it ready. And, we're here every day. So just closed on Sundays, but we're here. We're active. We're involved, especially with the military.
Yay, military, yay.
First responders. It's important to us.
CPD. little bit. Now, is your dad here tonight?
He is. He was actually just standing right there.
Oh, yeah. Where is he? Get him. Brian, walk over there. Go and get him.
He's shy.
Go and get him. We'll get him over here. Well, tell us where we're at right now. 5133 Irving Park Road.
Yes.
And what's across street right here?
Corner of Irving Park and Laramie.
Irving Park and Laramie.
That's right.
Okay.
Mile and a quarter down west on Irving Park Road from 90.
Okay. Yep. So not very far.
Nope.
And this is the location for
this is it.
This
Marino
is it.
Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram.
Yep. Dodge.
Yep.
Where's that Pacifica I keep
That's
hearing
right.
about?
You know
Where
what?
Is it? Over
we,
there?
We keep them outside because they're going. They move. So
they yeah, move.
They move.
All right. Now it just so happens out Jacob and Ray Soldress and I just left the meeting. Not dropping names, but with Phil Klein about an hour
sure.
ago.
Sure. Phil's a great guy.
And we're gonna be doing Cars and Cops.
Okay.
May 21st.
Okay.
We're also going to be broadcasting at the Chicago Auto Show, which we want to invite you
Great.
To.
Thank you very
okay.
much. We'll
but
be
tell
there.
Us about tonight. Tell first responders dinner.
That's right.
I'm excited.
Tonight is very special for our entire organization. Every year we make it a point to throw a little dinner, get together to have every single different first responder involved. It's really important to us, my family, my friends, to be here and celebrate the great year, the great job that the police, the fire, the paramedics do for this fine city. So it's important to us, you know.
So now, was your father in the business for a long time, or did you just buy this 6 months ago?
No. My dad's been in business for 55 years.
Oh!
So he was in the parts distribution business with his father. So this is three generations of Merino men in the car business.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I've had the privilege, as I would say, back in the day for working with for El Pamonte, Paul
sure.
Tamaraz on Cook oh, Street back
all good guys
way
man.
In the back
wow.
there. Joe Prillo.
Yeah. Mr.
You know,
Prillo, a good friend of my dad's.
Is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Well, a shout out to Joe, Stan Wozniak, Salam Beg, Mrs. Prillo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody down at Gold Coast Bentley. We've done our show there.
Oh,
talking
yeah. all
cars.
Good people. Salim's a great guy. Great
yeah.
guy.
And now, you know, this weekend, one of the things we just did, we just came back from the racetrack business conference. I think we have one of those bags around.
Cool. Yeah.
And right. our friends, Tim Frost at National Speedway, we want to make sure we get you one of these.
Sure.
Over 1,300 tracks around the country and
awesome.
Canada. And if we didn't give you one, we'll give you another one.
Thank you.
But a shout out to Tim Frost and Speedways Online. So we came here tonight, and it was about 5 o'clock.
Sure.
Nobody was here. You said 5:30. 20 people walked
That's
in.
That's right,
at 5:30.
Yeah.
Tony said 5:30. Boom, they're walking in. They're walking in. You know?
Following orders.
Yeah, yeah. just the way it goes. So tonight it's open, but to all fire departments.
To everybody. No specific firehouse, no specific precinct, district, anything. It's to everybody. All first responders citywide. We invited our friends out in Elmwood Park to come out. Palatine. It's just, like I said, it's near and dear to our hearts. We have family, friends, and people that work here. Have family and friends that are on the job, so it's just important for us to give back a little bit. So,
well, we're having a great time.
Yeah,
we're going to soon get done here. We're going to jump on the
That's
food
right.
over there and come through. Tell us a little bit about what's happening in the field right now of new cars. We love new cars.
Sure.
Talking Cars, the number one internet TV and radio show in the United States.
All right.
You know, about 2 million viewers, about 200,000 downloads.
Sure.
You know, why should people look at the new, you know, Pacifica, the new
sure.
Rubicon right next
yeah.
to us? I don't know if this is a Hellcat or not, but it's a hell of a car, you know.
So what's nice about Chrysler Jeep Dodge is that they offer the full spectrum, right? So you get your sports car and a Hellcat Challenger. Nothing's quicker off the line, 707 horsepower.
How much?
707. We have two of them available. Severely discounted too. They don't deserve it, but it's how we do it here.
And what colors? So
we have a black Challenger.
Black on black?
Black on black. All
black
blacked
on black.
Out. Black on black.
Okay.
And then Granite Charger Hellcat.
Okay, so that car is about $100,000?
Oh, no. It's $65,000 to $70,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, well,
very affordable. So, yeah.
Now, you can still provide finance with that much horsepower?
Oh, yeah,
or
absolutely.
Or you got to walk in with
not
a bag
excluded.
Of money? No. Okay.
Yeah, so, and then you go all the way up to the family van of a Pacifica, all brand new, redesigned, 2017 model year. It's incredible, man. Up to eight passenger seating. Bluetooth touchscreen DVDs. I mean, it's like
tell us about the
touchscreen
because we just saw an article in a radio magazine that 40% of new cars today have some type of touchscreen.
That's user friendly. I mean, the technology that Mopar puts out, it's incredible and it's not difficult to use. I mean, it's really easy. It's a couple touches and you're to the screen. That you
want to, you know, to old guys like me. Okay, I can touch the screen.
Come on.
Yeah, come on. Okay. as we get in there, just a little bit of fun. But, you know, I'm looking at this Rubicon.
Sure, yeah.
And, you know, I thought I saw one with four doors. Do they come in the four doors,
they
too?
They come in four doors. They have a two-door. This has got a natural lift to it with the Rubicon off-road suspension. This is a special edition. It's called a Hard Rock. So
a Hard Rock.
It's,
I like
it's
it.
It's off-road ready.
I like it.
It's unbelievable, man. They're really cool. And they're not like the Jeeps of old. There's no death wobble. There's nothing, you know. Where Jeep had a bad name about that, but they're incredible trucks. You'll see families come in, and this will be like their second car. It's luxurious inside. I mean, you have leather, you have heated seats, you have remote start. Everything's very nice.
Now, these wheels,
sure.
Custom wheels? They have to get
no,
extra?
No, those are stock. Those are stock. It's incredible what they do with.
Because usually dealers, you know, they'll take a vehicle like this and then they'll put on thousands of dollars worth of extra wheels, and you're saying it comes like this.
This is Mopar does a great job bringing stuff stock to the customers. So yeah.
And what about the hood? The hood comes with it too.
Stock. Yep. It's all special edition for the Hard Rock, and Jeep does a great promotion with Movember. We kept it going, so we donate to different various charities.
Okay. That's the mustache.
So we donate to prostate research and facial pain research, and of course the FOP, Burn Camp, you know, just all the various charities. So yeah.
Just to come through it. Now we're going to go all the way around here. We didn't say much about the Jeep. I want to look back here at Chrysler. We talked about the Pacifica.
So, yeah.
And let's get back to the minivan, which made, in my opinion, Chrysler a household name.
Yeah.
Fiat
really,
Chrysler. Yeah.
It really did. It invented the minivan for the town and country. So, and other nameplates followed suit, but Chrysler's the originator and they still do it the best. So, and then, you know, you have the fully functional Jeep Grand Cherokee. If that doesn't fit the budget, you have Jeep Cherokee, which is a little smaller version of the Jeep Grand Cherokee. So they really, they allow for you to pick and choose depending on what your lifestyle needs and wants are. So.
Well, we're looking at the upcoming economy, and it's either, we're saying to people today, new car sales,
sure,
in our opinion, and we get around a lot of dealers. We're on our way to the Suburban Collection in Detroit.
Okay.
They have about 30 dealerships.
Yep.
And everybody's gearing up stock.
Sure.
They're expecting 2017 to be the magic year. Yeah. What's that feeling for like right now at Tony Marino's Chrysler Jeep?
We think it's going to be a great year again as well. So 2016 has been our best year ever.
Really?
And then 17.
Yay!
And then 17, we're thinking it's going to be even better. You know, the rates, looks like the economy is stabilizing, which means more people are going to have more money in their pockets. Everybody has, you know, unemployment's down. And, you know, hopefully the rates stay somewhat positive and they don't rise and people can keep buying new cars. Leasing's become more popular.
We're just about to go there, and you know, I've been leasing for years.
Yeah.
And it's really like a rent with option to buy.
It really is.
Finally seems to be making a curve. I think it's over 36% of all cars today in North America are leased.
Yeah, we see about that 30% mark
30%.
Here in the city because they charge that extra tax, of course, they get you. But it's a great option. You only pay on the depreciable value, so you could buy a little bit more car for your money, and it's nice. It's a great option.
Well,
and every 3 years, you come in and say, hey, Tony, I need a new Jeep.
I need a new Jeep. And you know what? Here's the funny part. People will take a $30,000 vehicle.
Yeah.
They'll put $10,000 down. Yeah. They'll pay it off in 3 years, and they get bored.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's not that anything's wrong with the car.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a gray car. I want a red one. It's a red car. I want a white
one.
It's
funny.
Does that sound familiar?
It does. One of the firefighters just bought a car on Friday, and he's like, can my wife come back in a year and buy a red one?
Yeah.
You know, I'm a fireman, so, you know, so it's people do it. You know, they come in a year or two, and they want a different color.
Well,
so.
And there you go. There's a perfect example. $30,000 car.
Yep.
You put down $10,000. You pay it off in 3 years. What's the car worth after 3-4 years? $10,000.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to buy it on the lease buyout would have been $10,000.
Sure.
But now you have $10,000 in the bank.
Yeah.
And if you have a significant other or those things called kids, they, you know, you keep feeding them. You keep feeding them. They keep coming back, right? And then the cats and the dogs and the mother-in-law and all that other good stuff. You're like, oh, okay, a little bit of fun here. I don't know if we can grab Dad by the arm and swing him in. He keeps running away.
Let me see what I can do.
Okay, we're going to keep the show going. We got to get him on the show to say thank you.
Oh, you know what? Actually.
Okay, bring over whoever you want. And, you know, that's half the fun at being at Tony Marino's Chrysler Dodge Jeep here at 5133 Irving Park. Look at all the people. I don't know if you can see them back there. A special shout out, Chicago Fire Department, Chicago Police Department, Phil Klein, Cars and what's the name of the show? Cars and Coffee? What's the name of our show? The name of the show coming up. I got it right here in my pocket. I'm going to have to dig it out as we get it. You know, yep. Here we go. Cars and Cops. Cars and, let me show you this. Cars and Cops. Can you see this? Cars and Cops. Coming up on May 21st, 2017. Now, come see us at the Chicago Auto Show. Looks like we will be broadcasting from the Chicago Police booth, Cars and Cops, on the 21st. And who'd you bring over?
This is Lieutenant John Garrido of the 16th.
Hello, John.
Hello, how are you?
Merry Christmas. Come
Merry
on
Christmas.
In. Have a sweet
He's
seat.
He's a great friend of the store and obviously an incredible officer with the Chicago Police Department and just a great man as well. So he does a lot of stuff with the city and, you know, with PAWS as well. He's very active in the community and just a good guy.
And what is PAWS?
He's PAWS Chicago. We work with, do a lot of dog rescue. It ties into the Chicago Police Department. We have a lot of strays that are out there that either need to be rehomed or people that lose their pets, and it's just a big networking thing that we do. It's kind of a community thing, but it's also to help save the
And animals. What does PAWS stand for?
PAWS Chicago's Pets Are Worth Saving. It's an organization
pets
here in Chicago that
I see another show coming.
There you go. Pets Are Worth Saving, right.
And for every show we do for an auto dealer, we donate one to a charity like we do tonight or to a military event. I'm sure we can find one. We'll get your information after that. We'd like to try to help.
Oh, great. Okay.
And that's thanks to Tony, just to go through it.
He's, you know, there's some businesses are more active in the community than others. And Tony Marino and the Marino Jeep family here, that the team that they have here, they really are part of the community. They're not just here as a business. And that makes it a lot easier for law enforcement when we're working together with the businesses that are actually engaged in the community. It really does.
Well, like I said to Tony earlier, it said started at 5:30. Nobody was here. 5:30, 5:31, 20 people walked in. You said 5:30. I'm just laughing about it. Just to come through.
We're punctual.
Yeah, just to go through it.
Yeah.
Now we're right here. Where is the precinct located from 5133 West Irving Park?
So this is the 16th District. The actual station is located at 5151 North Milwaukee Avenue, which is basically Milwaukee and Central. The 16th District as a whole is 30 square miles. It goes from Cicero Avenue west of the city limits and Belmont north of the city limits.
Well, I can go down to Lodge 7. Yeah, that's I can find that. Okay.
Right.
And then all the rest. Just to get out there. And how many men and women might be at the 16th precinct? It's like 20, 30, 50?
At the 16th district, we have patrolmen. We have about 230 police.
200?
That are.
I think they're all here right now.
Yeah. Well, it's spread up over three shifts. Remember, we're 24 hours a day.
Okay.
You know, plus we've got days off and vacations, and so, yeah.
Oh, Tony's here 24 hours, right?
Tony is, yeah. That's why he's successful.
Well, you know, we grew up in our family from 2414 Park Sign, 1420 North Keeler, 1848 West Superior. We kind of know the city a little bit, but let me tell you something. The relationship, and it's just not, hi, how are you? You can notice it like that. You guys get along, you talk. It's like, hey, I live here too.
Right.
And that means a lot, you know, to the community. So if we need something, something's right or wrong. And, you know, with my three sons in the military, it's like, how can I help you? And it's just noticeable.
Yeah.
And it's just not another show. It really comes through. We can't thank you enough.
Oh yeah, when we last year we collected right after Halloween we collected candy to send over to the troops over in Afghanistan, and just all the businesses were receptacles for collecting the candy, and we had so much to send over. It was incredible, and the troops they just loved it, and it was a great thing that we did, but unfortunately a suicide bomber hit the camp that we had sent the candy to later on, and many lives were lost there, and it was a sad thing for sure, obviously. But we've got to support our troops. I mean, that's they're out there
and
protecting
police,
us.
So.
And
well,
our
one thing we want to make sure that we say about not only Chicago police, all sheriff, anyone out there is that any soldier I talk to thinks you have the tougher job than they do. Number one, you're protecting their family at home. So let's get that straight. Okay. Right. No matter where they're at, if they're out in the Navy and we got people listening right now on some battleship somewhere, okay, and they're at home going, good, John's there. He's taking care of the family. And John, you just do your job. I don't think you know how much the troops, and I mean it sincerely, depend on you. Because you almost have to ask permission to do something to where, you know, they're out there going, I'm shooting at you, you're shooting at me. Your job is almost not as tough or equal to or even more tough.
Oh, we're so all part of the same team for sure.
We're on the same team. But
absolutely.
I just want to make, every time I talk to someone, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, Coast Guard, they just think the world of you, all the state troopers, all the county sheriffs. And they're like, they're taking care of my family. I'm working. But, you know, John and the guys and the ladies, yeah, they're taking care of the family.
That's great to hear. And, I mean, it's mutual appreciation for sure.
We appreciate
what they're doing for us, and we're happy to be able to help for them.
Well, we just got this from Phil Klein a little while ago. I want to show that to you.
Phil.
And there it is. Cars and Cops is going to be at, what's the address there? 2500 Bradley Place in Chicago. Cars and Cops. Chicago Car Collector. Jacob, is that right? Car Collector Chicago? Okay, I almost got it right.
Right.
You know, that's coming up on May 17th. We're going to be at the auto show, so we want to invite you on that show over there. We're going to be broadcasting from there. It is. I wanted to show you that.
Yeah.
You think or Tony would be good, you know, if it'll help pause or any charity or event that you do. That's what we do on Talking Cars as we go around. We'd also like to invite you out to our tracks. We're going to be at the Autobahn Country Club this summer.
Cool.
Road America once a month. Bring up the family. We have a suite up there. We have
you
to
know,
buy Johnsonville Brats and Miller Beer.
I can give you that. That's excellent. Very good. You can't go wrong there. I can tell you one that would be great.
Here we go.
You guys to come out for.
Get that pen.
So we have an event every year. It's called Rock the Badges.
Oh, yeah.
And it's
what does that sound familiar?
Battle of the Bands between the Chicago Police Department and the Chicago Fire Department. And all the money we raise.
Hi, Tim O'Brien. Okay.
All the money we raise is for the families of fallen police officers and firefighters. So it's half goes to the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation, and the other half goes to Ignite the Spirit, which is a fire charity. It's August 12th. And it's at Copernicus Center.
It's such a good event.
It's a great event. We make sure we've got everything out there for the family. We have the bouncy house for the kids, and
I like the bouncy house.
you can go in the bouncy house.
I like it.
Excellent. It starts at noon because we have a motorcycle ride that goes out, and then they end up coming back in, and the band starts at about 1 o'clock. And it just goes all day, and it ends at about 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. And we've got food out there. There's lots to drink. There's a lot of raffles
Center.
At the Copernicus Center, which is basically Milwaukee and Lawrence.
Yeah, we know it well.
Yes.
Tomaszewski, we know it well.
Yeah, right. So the Copernicus Center is great. They really they bend over backwards to help us out. And we raise a lot of money for these two charities. And it's a great cause. And what an excellent element it would be to somehow incorporate something that you guys.
We're going to do everything in our power, from Jacob Ellenwood to Brian Kelly to myself, Ray Schulzeth. And what happens a lot of time, and this is just full disclosure, we start talking about this, and then we all go our separate ways, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, last week, I forget the day it was. I think it was Monday, I forget. But Rick Caballero is a friend of mine with
mm-hmm.
Brotherhood for the Fallen.
Right.
And so we're actually starting his own show in January. So when we get to an event like this, we have to start promoting it, you know, way back here
right.
in January. Because, you know, too many times we get notifications, our event is next week. Or, Steve, our event is in 2 days. I'm like, okay, we have to start helping you promote it. And the date again is?
Well, it's August 12th, so you have a nine-month notification.
There you go. And you know what?
9 months to try to work it in your schedule.
And I just saw this earlier, and if you don't mind, I hold this up. I know you're at 16. Side 7, but as we get around, you know, we're going to give you our information, and it's going to take that one extra phone call. And in the future, you can call in our show, and that number is 909. We're going to put that up on the screen right now, 202-8714. And every Saturday from 10 to 1, we're on Talking Cars. And you go, hey, Steve, it's John. Remember, we've got the big show coming up in August, and it just keeps it going.
And you can go to rockthebadges.com. So it's
Rock the Badges.
R-O-C-K-T-H-E-B-A-D-G-E-S. rockthebadges.com, and you'll see stuff from last year. We don't have it up and running yet. I don't think it's updated for next year yet, but that'll give you an idea of what the event is about and charities and everything.
We used to do a motorcycle run, and I forget, boy, it was Tom Laurie. Is that ringing a bell?
Yeah.
It was down off of Lake Street, and I forget where, kind of a gin joint, but it was mostly CPD. And we'd ride down to the Soldier Field and back. Everybody would put duct tape over their license plates so we could ride through the lines. Hey, a shout out to Rolling Thunder Chapter 1. This year, we're going to be Memorial Day down at the Pentagon with about 500, last year, 700,000 motorcycles from the Pentagon parking lot down to the Vietnam Wall. So if it's anything to do with Tim O'Brien or CPD or PAWS, you can count on the Soldier's Family TV and Radio Talk Show. And we're going to exchange numbers and say, let's keep in touch. And we're going to we need an email, right, Jacob? We're going to get an email, right? And we're going to take a short break for a little bit on our live stream broadcast. But let's talk about that PAWS event and then go back to Rock the Badges one more time. So PAWS, again, what is the website for PAWS?
So it's pawschicago.org. And like I said, they're
P-A-W-S.
P's and PAW. Yeah,
AWS. We have to
Chicago.
Sell because
okay, yeah.
Old guys like me are going.
Right, yeah,
pawschicago.org.
They're a great rescue organization, and we work with them. We also work with the South Suburban Humane Society, Chicago Pet Rescue. There's a lot of different rescues that we work with around the city to save these animals. But then there's Rock the Badges, which is for the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation, and that's for Ignite the Spirit as well. And two of my passions.
It has to be.
The families of police officers and firefighters and rescuing animals.
If nothing gets any better than that. As we always do, we're going to ask you to do a short shout out. Right now, there's a young man or woman out there just like yourself defending our country so we could be here enjoying the freedoms that you and the police department give us. How about a shout out? That young man or woman's wondering if anybody even knows they're out there. What would you like to tell that young Marine or that young ensign, that female ensign out there on the USS?
Absolutely. We could not appreciate everything that you're doing for us any more than you could imagine. I mean, you're the sacrifices that you guys are all doing for us. We really appreciate it at home. No matter what you may or may not hear, we're happy that you're out there and happy that you're doing things to protect us. So thank you very much. I mean, like I said, it's mutual appreciation. Whatever you consider from us, we appreciate it from you.
Well, we are here at Tony Marino's Chrysler Jeep Dodge, and I was just looking at the website. I'm gonna get my glasses on if I have to. So here,
okay.
You tell me what that website says on the bottom.
It's Marino CJD. So
MarinoCJD.com. MarinoCJD.com.
That's it.
Now I got it. Now I got my glasses. I got red. Okay, sorry. MarinoCJD. I should say that a couple hundred times.
There you
Do
go.
We have that up on the screen?
MarinoCJD.
It's on the screen. Right. Where is it? Right here? Where is it? Over here or over here? My right.
You're
so
right,
right now,
that's
up
right,
on the screen.
Right there.
Yeah, it's right here. There it is. Okay. Hey, click on this right now. And this Saturday, call into our show at 909-202-8714. And we're going to show you how simple it is. When you dial that number, and you're going to see it up on Jacob's screen in a second, they're going to turn on my microphone. We're actually going to walk around and do shout out to the troops.
Okay, great.
That's about as simple as it gets. So
okay.
You want to say a special thank you to, and this is First Lieutenant?
It's just Lieutenant.
Just Lieutenant.
Yeah, we don't do first, second, third, or anything.
First, second, third,
just,
fourth.
Lieutenant.
Lieutenant.
Yeah.
Okay. From Lieutenant John right here. And how do you pronounce your last name?
Garrido.
Garrido.
Yeah.
Can't thank you enough for what you and all the men and women do at the 16th, all over Chicago, all over the country.
Thank
and
you.
From the Soldiers Family TV and Radio, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay. We're live. I don't know where Tony went. He's on the way. We're going to wait for him for a little bit. And you know what? Talking cars every day. A shout out to our friends, you know, Bob Rohrman, BobRohrman.com, the Continental Group, John and Lisa Weinberger. Thank you. Team Stradale, which we'll invite you all out to at the Autobahn Country Club. Francesco Davila, F1 racer. We were just invited to Sebring January 21st, where we'll be doing the Circuit of the Americas for the, it's a 1,200-pound frame with a 600-horsepower engine, 0 to 60 in 2.62 seconds. It's like putting four chainsaws on a go-kart. It's just,
wow.
You know, it's like this Hellcat. Of course, the Hellcat's faster. Yeah. Okay, we love that Hellcat, just to go through it. But every week, we just came from a car collector. I keep saying it wrong.
Collector's Car Garage.
Collector's Car Garage.
Car Garage.
Yeah.
Bert, we love you.
Collector's Car
yeah.
Garage.
Bert Richmond, his wife, Diane Fitzgerald, everybody who was out there just does not get anybody. Do we have this mic'd up yet? Do we have my microphone turned on here?
I haven't dialed it yet.
Okay, I did. I did. So we're already there. Okay, so we'll get that. We'll wait for Tony to come back in there.
Okay.
So to Lieutenant Garrido, a special thanks. We're going to take a short break and say thank you to the Chicago Police Department and District 16.
Thank you very much.
Doesn't get any better than that. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
So we're going to be walking around here in just a little bit. Let's make sure we get the email from the lieutenant that we make sure we get all that stuff from. We're going to show you how to dial in the show if you've never done it before. And watch this. It's 1-909-202-8714. And then you hit dial. Okay. How's that? 909-202-8714. You hit dial. And then the next, it says welcome. And then we go into the host queue. And then he will turn on my microphone in a minute. It should be coming up in a second. Yeah. It takes a while for it to circle because it has to go out to New Jersey, go up to SATCOM 14. Come back down to New Jersey, back over to 5133 West Irving Park Road. And Jacob, why don't we get you on camera real quick? Come around for a minute and say hi to everybody. You can see all the Chicago Police Department here, Fire Department, first-time rescuers as we come out through there, and all the good time here. Jacob Ellenwood.
Hey there, sir.
Our senior tech director.
Hey, our TalkingCars.com
listener. Talking Cars, yay! Talking Cars, yay! Soldiers Family TV and Radio Talk Show. Coming
right.
Come on up, come on up. And the logic. I'm going to try to
hey,
try to ring.
Want to
say hi to the troops? Come on, say hi to the troops. You can do that.
How are you?
What's your
All
first
right.
name?
How you doing?
Hey, Nick.
Nick, say hi to the troops.
Hey, troops, how you doing? Appreciate everything you do, and you guys are a cut above, that's for sure.
Doesn't get any better than that.
Thanks, Nick.
Thanks, Nick.
All right.
There you go. I mean, now you can see how much fun we're having here today, you know, as we come through there.
Oh, hey, Tony.
There he is.
Great.
All right. Okay, there he is. We're going to end the show
okay,
on the
great.
TV side.
All right.
But guess what I found?
Oh, boy.
I found your website.
All right. Great.
Okay. So now we're going to show you how easy it is to dial into the show. Ready?
Okay.
This is a test. Okay. Are we up on the screen yet? 909 on the BTR? Okay. So don't turn on the microphone yet. So dial 1909.
1909.
There we go. There we are.
Okay.
202.
Okay.
8714. Hit send. Okay. Now. You're going to hear, there's the show. Then it's going to say press 1 and you're on the show. So press 1. You're on the show.
So, all right.
You can hear me right there, right? Okay. So, and now to the VFW, which you want to invite them over here all the time and having a show. We have 100,000 VFW members in Illinois.
Fantastic. Yep.
Half of them don't have internet.
Okay.
So they dial in the show.
Well, we should help with
there
that.
There you go. There you go. Well, we'll put the show live on the speakers yeah. up here. In the demo. So I'm looking at the card. You can kill that now.
Yep.
But now you can see how easy it is to dial in the show. Tony can do it. I can do it.
Easy.
You can do it.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So I'm looking at MerinoCJD.com.
That is correct.
CJD.com.
Yes.
MerinoCJD.com. Is it up on the screen? Where is it? Right here?
Yeah.
Oh, it's right here.
All right.
Okay. So point to it like here. No, oh, is that right? Is it right here? And you'll see if you go back around. We can't thank you enough for allowing the
my
Soldiers
pleasure,
Banner. I can't even say it. Soldiers Family TV and Radio. There you go, right? Did I get it? You got it? It's a 5 second delay. Yeah. It's like, so I'll run around in there. But, you know, from the bottom of our hearts, it is so nice of you to
nice.
Invite these folks into your home
yep.
and give them a little sandwich and. Well, you know, that means more
you know,
than anything.
Next year, we're going to include the Great Lakes Naval Base. I didn't even think about it until
Don't.
Now. So we will make that happen.
You know, I got a bus, right?
Oh, yeah. we'll make it happen. We'll throw a party for them, too. So, yeah.
Well, right now, let's have you do a shout-out to the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, Coast Guard, Merchant Marines, who are defending our country so we can sit here tonight and enjoy this.
Absolutely.
Go ahead, hey.
Big shout-out. Thank you, everyone in the armed services. Army, Marines, Air Force, Navy, Merchant Marines, Coast Guard. Thank you so much for everything that you do. Protect us abroad. When you guys come home, please, anything we could do to support you, let me know.
Yeah, have a sandwich.
Have a sandwich. That's not what I'm talking about. So anything we could do. We love you guys and ladies, and thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Have a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Thank you.
Doesn't get any better than that. Remember what we always say. If you can't stand behind our troops, I suggest you stand in front of them. I'm Steve Tomaszewski, live from Tony Marino's Chrysler Jeep Dodge, 5133 West Irving Park. Merry Christmas, Chicago.
Merry Christmas,
America.
Thank you.
Yay!
Thank you.
We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with sftbr.com.
Thanks, man. That was awesome.
All right, cool. We're going to keep going.
Yeah.
Here we go. Okay, am I on? Am I on? My microphone? Okay, we're going to start walking around. They don't have them.
All right.
We'll come see you in a little bit.
So we're doing guys.
Hey,
no, nothing. We're doing a live show, Soldiers, Family, TV, and Radio. How about a shout out to the troops out there? Say hi to the troops.
How you doing, troops?
Good work.
Troops.
That's the show, right? Let's do that. Let's walk around and say hey. Hi, guys. Hey, no names, no nothing. We're just saying hi to the troops around the world, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, Coast Guards.
You know what I'm saying? Come on out there. Have a Merry Christmas.
Go.
Happy holidays, guys. Appreciate everything you do.
Merry Christmas. There you go. Go to it.
Merry Christmas to all the troops.
There you go. That works out real good. Young man, you want to say hi to the troops, sir?
Yes. Hello. Thank you for your service.
That's the show. How about you guys? So there, you're still here. Lieutenant Stable.
Merry Christmas again to all you. Yep.
Say hi to
Merry Christmas and keep your heads low. And thanks for your service.
Here you go. Got a young man here. You want to say hi to the troops, son?
Yeah. Thanks, guys, for your sacrifice. Have a good Christmas. Get home safe and sound.
Here you go. We've got some pretty girls over here. Come on, Wayne. Get away. We will hunt you down. We're live on the Soldiers Family TV and Radio Talk Show. Can we ask your first name? It's what? Hi, Sarah. I'm the Air Force Marines defending our country so we can be here tonight.
Happy holidays to you guys.
Your first name?
Nanette.
You want to say hi to our troops?
Hi. Very happy Christmas and all the best and get home safe.
That's the show. Thanks, ladies. All right, keep walking around. Let's see what else we got. All right, we're coming through here. Hi, guys. You want to say hi to our military out there? You want to say hi, troops?
Hi. Hello.
Just the pretty girls on the show now. Just the pretty girls. So we're walking around right there. You know, we're just having a little bit there. Come through it. You'll see we saw Jason here a little while ago. A little bit of fun. Everybody's working. And here at MerinoCJD.com, I'm walking up in the front here. We see, if you look in the front, you'll see Rizzo, Wilson, Forte, Johnson, Sharp up there in the main. Then back here we see a new Dodge Viper. We got a new SRT. We got a new Charger. Quince for the best. Here at 5133 West Irving Park Road, it just doesn't get any better than this. And right now, I'm looking at America right here. This is what the Soldiers Family TV and Radio and Show is talking about. That is America. We see the American family right here right now. And God bless you for everything you do. Just remember, you keep feeding them, they keep coming back. Just so you know. Okay. A little bit of fun here. We're ready to end the show. We want to say a special thanks to our technical support group tonight, Jacob Allen Wood.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me,
Steve. Shout out to the troops.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for all you do. Ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate you, love you, wish you safe travels and many returns.
Brian Keller.
Hey, guys. Troops, thanks for getting my six. I appreciate it.
Roger that. Hey, again, live from Tony Marino's Chrysler Jeep Dodge, 5133 West Irving Park Road. We love you to the Marino family. Thank you for support your first responders night, December 12th, here in Chicago. Good night, Jax. We love you.